Christmas is the biggest religious celebration observed in this country and in with Christianity. With great emphasis put on the religious holiday, it would be expected to occupy a notable place in the New Testament scriptures. You would think so. But upon close examination, in actuality, you find that the word Christmas, which means the Mass of Christ or the Mass or Festival of Christ, has nothing to do with the scriptures or with the birth of the true Messiah. Yes, you do find records in there of things that happened around when Yahshua was born. It describes those things. But the thing is that it nowhere mentions Christmas. There is nowhere a commandment to celebrate the Messiah's birth. Nothing in regard to this number one holiday of Christianity is to be found anywhere in the scriptures. The New Testament scriptures show that Yahshua the Messiah was not born on December 25th. And this is something that anyone here can prove, and you should understand this, because if you look over in 1 Peter chapter 3, you find that Peter mentions that we should be ready to give an answer at all times of the faith that is within us. And so it's important, especially at this time of year, that we understand this. And when people ask us, you don't keep Christmas, why not? You can give an explanation. Again, we are responsible. To whom much is given, much is expected. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify Messiah as master in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence, and keep a good conscience, so that in the thing which you are slandered, those who revile you, your good behavior in Messiah be put to shame." In other words, we want to explain why we don't keep this holiday in particular. Now, to begin this study, as we look into this, and again, take good notes, because it's not hard to prove these things, and this is something that we all should be able to do for the benefit of those we come in contact with. We're going to first turn over to Luke chapter 1, and we'll spend most of our time here in Luke, because Luke's evangel is the one that shows us when Yahshua was born. We'll begin reading here in Luke chapter 1 with verse 5. It says, "In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zacharias of the division of Abia." Now you want to note that division, or it's also described as a course of Abia. "And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous in the sight of Yahweh, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of Yahweh. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years." Now, this is the scenario that we are looking at. Now, if you go back to 1 Chronicles chapter 24, we can read about how David and also his right-hand man, the high priest Zadok, set up the, quote, courses. And one of those courses was the course of Abia. And that was the one, of course, as it describes here, that Eliezer belonged to. Again, in 1 Chronicles chapter 24, we'll go over there. And we'll look at verse 1 to begin with. It says, "Now the divisions of the descendants of Aaron were these. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar." And it goes on to explain Nadab and Abihu died. But it describes here, again, these divisions, which are also called courses. We drop down to verse 9 in the same chapter. As it says here, "The fifth for Malkiah, and the sixth for Mejim, the seventh for Hakos, and the eighth for Abia." So in particular, verse 10 there shows that the eighth division was for Abia. And then we drop down to verse 18, "The 23rd for Deliah, and the 24th for Maaziah." So there were 24 courses. Now, how this worked, and you can verify this in a number of different places. In particular, one of the best ones that I found is the appendix in the Companion Bible, which was done by Dr. Bullinger.